50 years ago, the Tramping Lake Park Board approved the purchase of a new 1,000-foot ski tow with handles, costing $4,500. Peter Weinkoff of Denzel received a gold watch as a 25-year service award from Saskatchewan Wheat Pool. Weinkoff started his career as a helper at Rockhaven, had served at Winter, Cuthbert, Mondon and Reward, and was currently agent at Denzel. The Norman Carter soccer team picked up their fifth championship in 6 years, defeating Scott in the tournament final. Tony Janssen was the goalie and the Norman Carter goalscorers were Gary Keller, Eddie Griffiths, Terry Keller, Brad Griffiths and Robert Griffiths. At Delta Co-op, pink grapefruit were 8 for $1 and a 4-pound bag of apples was 89 cents. From the classifieds, impounded, one bay horse, approximately 7 years old. Ray Busquette, poundkeeper, Wilkie. 20 years ago, the bad luck 2002 growing season came to an end with winter's arrival. It was estimated that 20-25% of the crops were still in the fields, now under snow cover. A total of 1,779 items, consisting of sweaters, jackets and blankets, were collected in the Unity area for SaskEnergy's Share the Warmth campaign. Wilkie Skating Club members Tara Harder, Michelle Pedersen, Jacqueline Sieben, Lindsay Adams, Aaron Exley and Lindsay Beckler each received a $50 club bursary, part of a Skate Canada initiative. With the headline, "The Future of Photography is Here," an article extolled the benefits of digital cameras. It was estimated that 18% of Canadians already owned a digital camera.